Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're going to talk about rights management and records management, which has become increasingly complex as compliance requirements and new technology have kind of entered this domain. So records management has kind of grown to have new demands on it, and mobile and cloud computing have only kind of made this situation more magnified. So having a strategy concerning who will have access to what kinds of data in your systems becomes increasingly important, and how you map out rights and permissions are your guide in this area. So today, to talk about the role of rights and permissions in the area of records management, I have with me Scott Robinson, a BI and SharePoint expert. So welcome, Scott.
Hi there, Lauren.
Hi. So my first question, Scott, is, you know, rights management seems pretty straightforward, but is it?
Well, it used to be. Records management in the past was a very clear-cut thing. One thing that IT has always done very well is take stable, static records, store them efficiently, and administrate rights to them in a uniform manner. Now, the problem that has happened in recent years is that both the places we store them and the way that we work with records has changed a great deal. Part of that is the fact that a typical workforce is more flexible and more diverse than it used to be. We do more with records. Analytics, for instance, is something we didn't used to make use of records for, something we do today. And the other is compliance, as you were saying. Compliance is very, very big in the digital age because privacy is a big concern. In the health industry, we have HIPAA. We have a number of standards in terms of handling human resources records. The financial industry has its own set of standards, and so compliance is a big deal. Compliance and the way we use records and the way we have to store them these days has changed the way records management works. Another problem is the channels by which records are accessed. It used to be records were all stored in the back end. If you were sitting at your desk and logged in on your terminal and needed to call some records up, well, no problem. But now we have mobile devices, we have the cloud, we have a much bigger picture of records management than we ever had before, and it's a complicated picture.
So let's talk about some of the technologies that have, to some extent, matured. And ECM platforms like SharePoint have tried to keep up, but they haven't really offered the functionality that records management really requires.
Well, you're right about that, and SharePoint in particular. SharePoint jumped to the head of the pack really with a lot of ambition. It tried to be all things to all people, and in a lot of areas, it's been succeeding for many years now. SharePoint is a great content management system. SharePoint is a great collaboration system, but SharePoint's records management was kind of bare bones. They really didn't invest a great deal in terms of moving records management to the level of flexibility that the enterprise today requires. Now, when you talk about technology affecting the way that records management has to work, SharePoint really was late to the game catching up here, but the problem that Microsoft did see early on is that a big problem with administrating records is rights management. Rights management has become a problem in the era of email, because in the past 15 to 20 years, we've all gotten used to communicating via email. It's our primary way of communicating, and it's very easy to attach information from records that are secured to emails that are not. So Microsoft had an innovation called Information Rights Management, IRM, which was basically a principle rather than a set of products. And that principle was, we're going to create an umbrella to administrate rights over information across our enterprise servers. Not just the SQL server that it's stored on the back end, but our Exchange servers, SharePoint servers, and all servers that the information is going to touch. Now, rights management is how SharePoint 2013 has finally caught up and given us records management that really meets the challenges of the 21st century.
So now let's talk a little bit about record archiving versus data in place. Has that situation kind of improved?
It really has, and that's a place where we really needed some help. Now, we talked about how compliance has become more and more complex, and it's really changed. One aspect of compliance is that oftentimes compliance will require that we treat records in a way that's different than we treat documents. From a compliance standpoint, the difference between a document and a record is that a document can change. A record is considered finished. It's a finished product that is unlikely to change. Now, many compliance requirements, mandatory regulations for handling records, say that records must be isolated from documents to prevent confusion, to prevent rights between various users being blurred where the wrong people have access to the wrong thing, and that segregation, a physical segregation in two different repositories, is a requirement. Now, what we have in SharePoint 2013 is the ability to administrate records independently. We have a records center template that allows us to isolate bodies of records from documents. Now, that the pluses and minuses to that. The alternative is in-place management. When compliance does not require us to segregate documents and records, we're able to put them all in one place so that a particular team, let's say an analytics team that's doing an analysis of last year's healthcare records or whatever, records that need to be regulated, but where we have a particular team handling both records and documents, SharePoint allows us, if we choose to do all of that in one repository, say on a team site. Now, that has its complications too. You have to independently secure the records. You can't have one policy over everything because the documents and records will require separate policies. But now we have a choice. We can use records archiving to isolate records and administrate them separately, or we can keep everything in one place so that a particular team that's working with records and documents have one-stop shopping. That's a tremendous convenience.
Right. So you can either kind of just make it really seamless and just have everything in one place, or you can say certain people have access to certain things but not others. But that takes a little bit more work.
Exactly right. And okay. It depends on what your compliance requirements are.
Okay.
The point is, whatever the compliance requirements are, you can meet their challenge.
So now let's get back to something you were talking about previously, which is, you know, a couple trends that have really changed the nature of managing content in general, and definitely records management. So mobile and cloud computing kind of change rights management for records management in SharePoint. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
I sure can. I was talking earlier about how the way we communicate in business today, in the enterprise today, has changed, where we're not just sitting at a terminal accessing information all day long at our desk. You know, email is now our primary way of passing information around, and that created a security problem. We have Exchange servers that basically have to fall under the same policies as our SQL servers, our back-end storage. Now, the problem gets even more complex when we leave the boundaries of the company intranet and go out into the internet itself, and the mobile devices by which we are all receiving email now. We've got our BlackBerries, we've got our iPhones, we've got our pads, and that's the way we do business now. The thing about rights management, which we now have in place across our servers on premises, we now need to extend rights management to mobile devices and to the cloud. That's where it gets a little more challenging than it was even just a few years ago. We now need that rights management umbrella to extend across the entire lifecycle of communication of records.
So what are some of the options for records management, rights management in the cloud?
Well, we have a new trick that Microsoft has offered that's built on the IRM concept, the information rights management concept I talked about earlier. It's called the RMS. The RMS is a rights management service, and it's basically a connector that's cloud-based. The point of that connector is one-stop shopping in terms of administrating rights over a body of records so that that policy, whatever it might be, for handling which users can look at what the expiration on a particular batch of records might be, all of that is handled from one place. And that service, or those services, are hosted in the cloud. Now, that's extremely convenient because it doesn't just apply to information we might be storing in the cloud. It's not that we have to upload records into the cloud in order to make it work. The cloud is the base of operations, if you will, the host for the services that oversee security for the records. So we have one point of control that extends over everything, and it allows us to reach out beyond the company intranet to the internet at large. So RMS, the rights management services, which do not come bundled into SharePoint. You have to download that as an extra and install it on top of SharePoint. Rights Management Services give us that administrative control over the rights of our records, regardless of where we might be, regardless of what servers are involved. That's a tremendous leap forward.
Yeah, that centralization and ease of management sounds like a big leap forward. But you just
it really is.
It does sound like that. But you just alluded to a potential downside, which is that you got to download it separately. Are there any other downsides in terms of configuration or knowledge of how to use this?
Actually, we're still kind of in the embryonic stage. This is such a new service. It didn't exist before the present release that we really don't have an industry trend. We don't see anyone kind of taking the lead in terms of how best to make use of this. Right now, we have companies that have taken up SharePoint 2013, including some very big ones, both here in the United States and overseas, that are kind of working with this and experimenting with it. But we're just going to have to give it some time to see how it shakes out in terms of best practices.
Okay.
It's still very new, but it's also very positive. So I'm sure we're going to see some good things in the next couple of years.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing for us to keep our eye on then. Maybe come back to that in a future discussion. So many thanks to Scott for talking to us about rights management and records management today. And for more on records management and our coverage of the AIM conference this week, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horowitz.